With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. and Canada reached an agreement in the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Both countries made concessions to come to that agreement, like Canada, for instance, ending its Class 7 milk system and allowing U.S. dairy farmers more access to its markets. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has been praising the New Deal, and not just because it's a better deal for the U.S. dairy industry.
The agreement also preserves and expands critical access for U.S. poultry and egg producers and addresses Canada's discriminatory wheat process to help U.S. wheat growers along the border become more competitive. As we celebrate this breakthrough, it's worth noting that there were many detractors who said it couldn't be done. But this is further proof that President Trump's trade negotiation strategy is working. A renewed USMCA, a new CORUS agreement, and the continued progress with Japan can lead to further deals with other trading partners like the European Union and China. The dominoes are falling, and it's good news for U.S. farmers.
In a release, the Office of the United States Trade Representative says the deal will give workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses a high-standard trade agreement that will result in free markets, fair trade, and a robust economic growth. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.